Betty Jo Bogans, Dexter Jackson and Abraham Bolden have each already served around 10 years in prison for minor drug offences. They've shown a commitment to rehabilitation, according to the White House. They're the three people who've received presidential pardons to be released from jail early. Another 75 people, mostly with non-violent drug crime sentences, are also getting them reduced. The White House is introducing policies to assist people who've served time to integrate back into society and reduce the chance of repeat offenders, with a $145 million job training program. The United States has less than 5% of the world's population, but a fifth of the total number of prisoners. Caroline Malone, Washington.